Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
What God did is this, and I want you to have to think on this. I'll probably going to look at me a little perplexed. But, God is able, and I subtitled it, because of the things He cannot do. I know He is able to. Y'all looking at me like, God can do everything. But I want you to just follow me. Because of the things He cannot do, I know He is able to. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you just be with me as I preach this message on this morning and open up the hearts and minds of everyone here today so that they can hear your word and be attentive to your word. For God, you are my God, an awesome God, the only true and living God, the God who just spoke a word and then came into existence, a God who is always on time, and who stands outside of time, who created time, and is not bound by time. You are that God, my God. Lord, I take time to stand up in you. In Jesus' name. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We probably heard this passage of scripture in the story many times, dealing with the three Hebrew boys who would not bow down to golden images and calves under the direction of the king who was in charge. They said in their heart, we won't do that because we serve the true, the mighty, and the living God. And so Nebuchadnezzar said he was going to turn up the heat seven times, meaning that he was just going to get it as hot as he possibly could, because they wouldn't do it. And it's kind of like when things get hot, it's almost like a deterrent to try to make you change your mind. But still, they wouldn't change their mind. No matter how hot it got, they were saying, we're not careful today. We're not even going to waste any time with this. Because we know that our God is able to deliver. And then we get down to that part where he says, but if not, be it known. See, you have to understand, sometimes God will allow you to go through some things and not pull you out. He'll allow you to go through them. Sometimes He will pull you out. And sometimes He will let the situation just overwhelm you and take you all home to glory. Either way, it's over. I want you to get that picture. And I titled this, God is able because of the things He cannot do. I know He's able to do. And well, what does that mean? See, have you ever had a friend, family member, or somebody promise you something? And they said, don't worry about it. I'm going to be there for you. I'm never going to leave you. We cool. I'm going to show my age. Some people have church altar, help me out and tell me what I said so the next time I can sit with so that the young people can catch it. But here's the thing, we cool, we down, like full flat tire. We there, we good. And I'm going to be there for you. I got you. Don't you worry about it. And then, lo and behold, they don't believe. You have believed in their word. And then all your dreams and hopes would shatter because they said that they would do it. And they let you down. I'm reminded of being a child and parents promised you something. And like they were going to take you to this special place or some place and they were going to do all this. And you were so excited and you got your hopes built up and you were sitting there waiting on them to come home to pick you up. You're all ready to go back, packed, and you're ready to go. And your hopes dreamed. And then when they got home, I'm sorry. How do you feel on the inside when somebody's promised you something, gave their word, and they didn't follow through? That's why I said I like my God and I know He's able because of the things He cannot do. And what am I talking about? God cannot lie. He cannot lie, so therefore, when He tells me something, I know it's going to take place. Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things, and which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You see, I'm so glad that God cannot lie. That's why I can hold on to everything He says. Every promise that He gave me, everything that He spoke into my spirit is yea and amen. Because He cannot lie, I know He's able. Y'all with me now? See, I know that my God is able. Because He can't leave me. And behold, I am with thee, Genesis 28:15. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee. I have done that which I have spoken to you. God is saying, you can come. But He can't leave because He said He can't. He can't force it. See, you never looked at it in this perspective with regard to what God cannot do. Nothing's impossible to Him, but He just cannot do it. He can't forsake you. Hebrews 13:5, and be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never know it for you. So what are we worried about, church? What are we worried about? The song says, God is able, He's able to do what He is able to deliver on His word. That thing that He has spoken in your spirit, that thing that He has promised you, don't worry about it. Man may have put some obstacles and some roadblocks in the way, but who is man compared to our God? God may have allowed them to do certain things, to box you in and to prevent you from doing things so that He can get the glory and so that He is able to do and undo whatever He wants to. God just speaks it. And why do I like my God and know that He's able? Because He can't allow His people to be ashamed. Joel 2:26. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You may have your feelings hurt, but in the end, God is never going to let you be embarrassed. He's going to take it for His glory. He's going to set you up. He's going to do whatever He wants you to do. Know that God is able. What a mighty God we serve. over in Isaiah 55 and 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. It's the word of God speaking. So why are you worried? He is the omnipotent God. All power is in his hands. So why are you afraid? The Lord should be the height of your strength. He is able. Today I am just speaking to that person that's going through something. And you wonder if God is there, if he has left you, if he is going to show up, that he's going to be there for you. And the word is, yes, he's got you. The word today from God is, he is there. Why? You don't have to worry about it. God's going to be there. He don't sleep. He don't sleep. You don't have to worry about it. You can just go on to sleep. He can, Psalm 121 and 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He is able to keep you in the nighttime when everybody roaming around your house, when everybody's doing all kinds of things. You can just go on to sleep. If you said your prayers and pray, you can just sleep contently because God won't sleep. He is able to protect you. He is able to send forth his angels to take care of you. He will dispatch. Even Jesus said, if I wanted to, I can dispatch legions of angels on my behalf. And if he did it, he could do it for him. He will do it for you. Why are you worried? God is in control. Unlike us, and unlike God now, that he's not in that human body, God can't get you. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is he weary. You worrying about it. You trying to work it all out. You getting tired running around like a hamster on the little wheel, but God can't get weary. He just said, turn it over to me and let me handle it and go home to sleep. Don't you know I am able? You trying to figure it out, but I want you to understand, because God cannot do some things. Check this out. God can't think like you, and I'm so glad he doesn't think like me. Because he doesn't think like me, he is able. Oh, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts. Your thoughts coming from Isaiah. Woo! God can't think like me. I'm so glad, because that means he's further than God. He's out there. He can do more things than I could ever imagine. I'm so glad he doesn't think like me. Because if he thought like me, y'all would be lost in your sins. Because he thought differently, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross because he loved you. He has a different mindset, a different thought process. It's not going to work the way you want it to work. He has a different thought process. He wants to work something out of you. He is able. He is able, and he's not doing it the way you want it to, because he's able to remove those things that you can't even see, those things that you don't even know exist. That's why he has to take you that way. And I'm so glad that God can't do this. He can't sing. That's why I know he's able, because he cannot change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Coming from Hebrews 13 and 8, he can't change, so I don't have to worry about it. He's not going to flip-flop like the politicians. He's not going to go in and out like my friends. He's going to be there. That's why I know, because he cannot change. He is able. He's able. Anybody ever been lost without a GPS, in the middle of nowhere, don't know where you're going, don't know how you're going to get there, and just wondering, can I just see a sign from heaven to get me out of here? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad that my God can't get lost, and he can't be lost. Why? Because he said, I am the way. And if he is the way, wherever he goes, it's the right way.
So I'm so glad he can't get lost, and that's why I'm going to follow him to the end. He can't get lost, and I know he is able. He's able to lead me out of this storm. He's able to lead me into a new path. He's able because he can't get lost. He is the way, not a way, not one of the ways, but he is the way. I'm so glad his word can't change. His word can't change. That's why he said, I know that I can trust in him. Oh, Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord. Forever. That's a long time. Forever. That's a long, 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 long time. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. His word ain't going to change. Not one jot or one tittle. Woo! Heaven and earth will pass away. But his word is going to be there, and it's settled. And if you have his word on the inside of you, I hear my Bible telling me, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So when times get rough and when times get hard, if I have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, I can get through any situations because the word of God is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So when I get into battle, all I got to do is say, see, I know you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I can lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He is able. His word won't change. Oh, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love my God. Oh, Jesus, his word can't change. But I like this one here. Woo. God don't need no help. Why? Because he can't be counseled. He can't be counseled. That's why I know he's able. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? You can't give God any advice. You can't put him on a couch and say, let me talk to you for a little bit. You can't do that, and I'm so glad I can't counsel God, but I'm so glad that the Word of God can counsel me. It'll show me myself when I'm wrong. It'll show me myself when I'm out of place. I'm so glad that he can't be counseled. That's why I know he's able. He's able to speak to my situation because he knew me before I was born. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Lord? Because he is powerful. He is Almighty God. He can't get weary. He doesn't think like you. He can't change. He can't be lost. Oh, but this is what I like. Because he can't do this, I'm never worried. God can't be surprised. Nothing catches him by surprise. Job 23:10 says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That situation you're in didn't catch God by surprise. Because he can't be surprised. He is able to deliver because he knew it was going to be there. Why are you worried about it? And because he can't be surprised. Hallelujah. Oh, and how many of y'all got a lot of mess maybe going on at work? See, you just need to walk away from it because God, he can't be a part of it, right? Why? Because God can't be the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion. So if there's confusion going on, God is not in there. But he said of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So if there's some confusion in the church, are there some saints there? But he said it's not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Because if God dwells in the place of worship, if the Spirit of the Lord moves in that place, not only do you have God's peace, but you have peace with God, and you have the peace of God. And that peace passes all understanding. My God is able because he can't be the author of confusion. Oh, God, I love you right now. He can't be counted. He can't be surprised. Oh, but I love this. He changed me. No matter what's going on, it may look like failure in his eye, in your eyes, but he can't fail. Oh, he cannot fail. Oh, my goodness. How can a man that's hung the stars up in the sky fail? How can a man, oh, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. He says, I want you to just be strong. Be strong in the midst of that. Don't worry about it. And be of good courage. Don't you fear and do not be afraid of them. Who is it? Them are those that are getting in your way. Them are the ones who don't believe God. Them are the heathen who are trying to block everything. Them are the ones that don't know your God. Them are the ones that don't know that you are the anointed one. Them are the ones who don't know, but not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. My God can't fail. He wants you to know to be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, my God, your God, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. Why am I worried? I've got God with me. Well, why should I be afraid? I've got God with me. I may not see you over there, but the Holy Spirit knows, because God knows everything. He said, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I know he's able because he can't fail. That thing he's promised, that thing people have told you, just to let it go. Yeah, let it go and let God. Don't you worry about it. It may take 1 year. It may take 2 years. It may take 3 years. Lord, have mercy. There was something I had been waiting on, and it took me 8 years to get it. But when it got here, I can stop. Because when it got here, I was praising him all along. When it got here, I knew it was God, and he was able. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. He is able. Because of the things he cannot do. But oh, what is he able to do? Oh, my God, Philippians 4 and 19. But my God shall supply all of your needs, according to, not out of, but according to his riches in glory. Won't get you to understand how many of you ever eat at a restaurant, and they ask you for a tip. You don't pay out of, but you pay according to how much the bill was, don't you? And so that means you got to have enough for the bill and enough to pay the tip on top of the bill. So Jesus is saying, my God shall supply all of your needs according to, not out of his riches. So what is he saying? He ain't going to run out of money. He's never going to run out of what you need because it's according to his riches. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, my God, my God. So he ain't going to ever run out of anything. All you got to do is trust and believe. And what else can he do? It tells me over in 2 Corinthians, and God is able to make all grace abound toward him. How many of you need a little grace every now and then? How many of you ever needed a grace period on a bill you were trying to pay? Well, God is able to make all. Woo. What is he able to do? He's able to deliver you. He tells me over in Psalm 50 and 15, and if you call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and what thou shalt glorify me. So sometimes he just puts you in a place to get you in trouble. So you can call on the name of Jesus. He'll get you in a place where you just have to say, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Because he knows when you call him and when he delivers you, he's going to get the glory. Sometimes he just wants you to say, Jesus, so he can be glorified. Don't you worry about it. I talked about what he can do, but he's able to carry you through. He says over in Philippians 1 and 6, he says, being confident. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wishy-washy about it. He says, being confident of what this very thing, that he that which has begun a good work in you, oh, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. If God started it, he's going to finish it. Don't you worry. He's not going to run out of money and not be able to make a draw to finish the building. He's going to carry you through. And every now and then we get a little tired and we get a little weary. And sometimes we may feel our legs getting a little wobbly. But I want you to know that Jude 1 and 24 tells me that now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You see, you may want to fall down and stumble, but my God is able to prevent you from falling. And not only that, but he'll take you and present you faultless. Y'all don't see that. He's going to keep you from falling, but then he's going to take you and present you faultless. Because if you're a child of God, you're justified by Christ. So when God looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees Jesus, and he can present you faultless. Not only that, but faultless for well before the presence of his glory. And how are you going to do it? With some exceeding joy. My God, he said, whoa, I'm about to bring it in now. Why I like my God, and I know he's able. Because Luke 1 and 37 tells me, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. So what am I saying? You may have some hopes and dreams that you may have felt like God has abandoned you. You may feel like he's left you to struggle all alone. But sometimes he's just getting you in a place where he can get you to spend a little bit more prayer time. Where he can get you just to say, come on and spend a little time with me. Because the more time you spend with me, the more time you have to deal with your issues. The more time you spend with me, the more time I have to work it out because you're not working on it. The more time you spend with me. And here's my last point. You see, you may think your dreams are dead. You may think he's left you all alone. But I'm reminded of Lazarus. And see, his sisters were like, oh, Lord, if you would have come, if you would have been there, he would not have died. But Jesus was never late. He wasn't late because that served his purpose. He's not late to your situation because it's serving his purpose. It may not feel right with you. It may not agree with you. But as long as I'm in the will of God, it's all right with me. He came, and Lazarus was in the grave 4 days already, stinking and decaying, and he said, just go ahead and remove the rock. See, you think it's all over because he's dead. You may think it's all over because everybody's left him. You may think it's all over because you have nothing. But I want you to understand, as long as you got things, you got everything you need. You see, his timing is not our time. The old folks say he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. See, Lazarus was dead in the grave, but Jesus was right on time. He said, roll away the stone. He said, roll away the stone. Everybody was speculating what in the world is going to happen. What's wrong with this crazy man? This man has been dead. But I want you to know my God is not crazy. My God is able. My God is not crazy. He's all powerful. My God is not crazy. He is a mighty God. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Mekadesh. So when he said, roll away the stone, he just looked up. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came out the grave. Your dream, that thing that you think has been shattered, God is able. Because he cannot lie. Because he cannot go back on his word. He told Abraham he was going to make him the father of many nations. He couldn't go back on that covenant. He couldn't go back on that promise. So he took an old man and an old woman, and they produced a child. And now I am the seed of Abraham. So that thing that you think is too hard for God, that thing that you think is dead, that thing that you think cannot be conceived of, trust in the Lord thy God. He is able.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.